خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We discussed the last point regarding seeking barakah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings in our lives and in our sustenance. Yesterday we spoke about one effective means of securing Allah's barakah in our homes, and that is to ensure that we punctually perform our salah and fulfill our salah on time. Another most effective way is that of tawakkul. Tawakkul is to place your trust in Allah when it comes to your sustenance and everything else. What does it mean to place your trust in Allah? To use the means, but not to place your trust in that means. Not to be convinced and not to have this conviction that no, it is my acumen, it is my profession, because of my degree, because of my qualification, because of my business, because of my company, because of my practice. That is not tawakkul. To use those means, those are means. But the sustenance comes from Allah. That is just a channel through which Allah is providing you. That is tawakkul. That is tawakkul. So that when one avenue closes, you do not become despondent, you do not lose hope, you do not suffer from depression, because you know that that was just one means that Allah closed, but the provider is still there. He still exists. All he has to do is open another channel of provision. That's tawakkul. But when you become despondent and you lose hope and you go into a state of depression and concern and anxiety and worry that now from where is it going to come, then don't expect any barakah in your provisions. Why? Because you put your yaqeen in that one channel, that one door. Now that door is closed, your yaqeen was on that door. Now Allah will leave it up to you to go and open up another door. Allah will not open up the door for you. Why? Your yaqeen was on the door, not the one who created that door for you. That is yaqeen, tawakkul. Rasulullah SAW says in a hadith, لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you will put your trust in Allah as you ought to trust Allah, as you ought to have faith in Allah, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ. Allah will provide for you as He provides for the birds. تَغْدُو خِمَاسَ. He says, Nabi SAW says, look at a bird. It goes out in the morning on an empty belly, empty stomach. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَ. It comes back home in the evening with a full belly. That bird knows it doesn't come back with any carrying, any provisions for the next day, concerned about the next day, carrying food for the next day. No, Allah that fed me today is the Allah that fed me yesterday. The Allah who fed me yesterday is the Allah who will feed me tomorrow as well. May Allah grant us the understanding.